practice rather snappy, won't you? I have some very heavy thinking to do before 10 o'clock.
We are back. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Steve Gruber Show. I am Andrew Langer, in for Steve. Today, been very excited to bring on our next guest. His name is Ron Rademacher. He is the founder of MichiganBackroads.com. He's a travel expert. I love this, man. He's the guy who holds the record for getting lost the most times on the back roads of Michigan. Ron, this is how I like to spend my weekends, you know, my downtime, getting lost places, just getting off into the back roads. It's something I've done since I was a teenager. You got all sorts of stuff going on. Listen, I know the Arcadia March Trail is your road trip of the week, but I'm really interested in this Hermit of Beaten Cave. Talk about that for a minute.
Well, I'll be glad to do that, and because it's a very fascinating story, and I just posted it. I just put it up a week or so ago. I'd never written about it before, but I want to assure everybody that don't worry about getting lost when you get off the highway and just go for a drive. Because if you go 85 miles and you're not facing one of the Great Lakes, that means you're in Ohio. So you should turn around and go back the other way. You really can't. That's actually a geographical fact about Michigan is you can't go more than 85 miles without hitting a Great Lake.
That's awesome.
So yeah, the Hermit of Beaten Cave is a very obscure story. It took me forever to track this thing down, and this is a real guy, Melvin Beaton. He lived in Rockland, which is right at the base of the Porcupine Mountains up in the western UP, and. He had some mental issues. He became convinced that we were going to go to thermonuclear war with the Soviet Union back in the 1960s with Russia, USSR. And he became so convinced of it, and he lived with his mother, all right? He was in his 30s. He still lived with his mother, so this is, you'll see a pattern here, which has gone on to this day. But he wanted to build a bomb shelter, but that part of the Upper Peninsula is solid bedrock. I mean, it's granite. You know, copper mines, iron mines. Well, he scouted around outside of Rockland. He found an exploration cave that had been dug by an iron company years before, and they found the iron there, and they abandoned it. And old Melvin moved into it.
There you go.
And he lived out there. I've been to the cave. It's 100 feet. You walk back in, it's 100 feet back in there, and his stuff is not there anymore. But he lived out there for several years. I could never find out if he stayed out there during the winter or if he went and lived with Mom again in the winter. But the Hermit of Beaten Cave is a real thing. We actually had one, and it was in the 1960s. So, and I give on that, on that page, I think I give a number of other things to do in the area, and a big caution. This is wild, rough country. It's not recommended you go out there by yourself. And when I went, we all checked to make sure that at least one of us had a weapon, because bears live in caves.
Sure. Yeah.
So, you know, it's all fun and games until a bear is in there with you. That's the story of Beaten Cave.
Absolutely. Well, listen, on a different note, right, you've got the Arcadia Marsh Trail, which I know my wife would love, because my wife has gotten into bird watching in a huge way. Sorry, talk about that.
That's going to be terrific. Yeah, we've got a couple of other things to do, but we sure do want to talk about the camping update, too. I want to get back to that.
Please.
But the Arcadia Marsh Trail, this is up. Arcadia, this is a little town just south of Frankfort. And for years and years, you could not get into this marsh. It's a rare ecosystem called the Great Lakes Coastal Marsh. There are very few of these left. And they are host to hundreds of kinds of birds and on the bird migration. And at least 17 different rare birds stop off at this marsh during migration. I actually have them listed, those species listed on my website and in my book, one of my books. So they built a boardwalk a half a mile out into this marsh.
That's awesome.
And it's got sitting areas, and it's got little places where you can set up your tripod with your camera, and you can access parts of this marsh that have never been able to be accessed by boat. And they did all this without disturbing the bird habitat.
Sure.
So it's terrific. It's free. You just pull in and walk out there.
Well, let's give us the camping update. We just bought a new tent. My wife and me were very excited about getting back into this. What's going on with the campgrounds?
Well, and I'm a tent camper myself, and I never tell anybody my favorite campgrounds because the camp, campsites have gotten crowded since COVID. When COVID ended, everybody all of a sudden started camping.
Oh, yeah.
And the number one campsite in the United States is in Indian River. I won't say the name because I can't remember it. But if you're going to go camping and you're going to go to places where you need to make a reservation, you want to get busy because 17 campsites, campgrounds in Michigan will be closed this summer.
Wow.
Because they're upgrading the infrastructure.
Oh,
17 of them.
Wow.
So you want to, so if you've got a favorite, and I don't know which ones they are, because when I tent camp, I usually go to state forest campgrounds, which are, they're rustic. You don't have the facilities there, but a lot of people don't like that. The other thing to watch out for, and the DNR just put a thing out about this, and I don't get it, and I don't approve of it, and I don't care who it offends. So there are people who want to ban campfires at campgrounds.
God.
Because they're offended, the smoke bothers them. Look, folks.
Oh my God!
Don't go to the campground.
Exactly. Wait. I'm sorry, Ron. This is like
wood on fire.
Ron, this is like the guy wanted to get rid of smoke in barbecue establishments in Austin, Texas. If you don't like barbecue smoke, don't move. Don't move to Austin. Hey, listen, real quick, Ron, before we let you go, the Oddities and Curiosities Expo in Grand Rapids.
In Grand Rapids, I'm going to be doing some research up by Gaylor, so I'm going to miss this one. And I have a book called Oddities and Rarities, which you can check out. But in Grand Rapids, they've got horror Halloween stuff. They got antiques. They got quack medical devices. Creepy clothing. And one of the things, and I do not understand this one. If anybody can let me know what it is, they've got a category called funeral collectibles. So that's April 1st. The expo, Oddities and Curiosities, it's a nationwide show, and it's stopping in Grand Rapids, so I would love to know what a funeral collectible is.
Listen, I'm so glad you came on. I literally could spend hours talking to you, Ron, because I'm just picking your brain about camping in Michigan would be so much fun.
Hey, listen, call me anytime. I'll go on your show, because I've got hundreds of these. I've got 6 books in print. And don't feel bad about mispronouncing my name, by the way. Took me to the fifth grade to learn how to spell it.
So, I love it, Ron. Ron Rademacher, he is MichiganBackroads.com. Thank you so very much for joining us today, sir.
You bet, man. Thank you.
Take care. I'm Andrew Langer. I'm in for Steve Gruber. This is the Steve Gruber Show.